Now what I'm realizing that the whole of our life, yogi life, is absolutely based on the parasabuddhi, paras intellect. If you are not using paras, then only thing you got is the story day in and day out. And it is not possible to be with that intellect in the story and become out of it, not to create attachments. It is like everything else then is best in ego and attachments. You are drowning in it, you know. Patthar is like that. All that Maya has to do is give a patthar intellect and then you are drowning. That 10 heads of Ravan is guaranteed destiny. First thing as a Brahmin, you know, Baba mentions this, you know, on the first day you are Brahmin, you get a gift of the intellect and the sight. And we really need to value this and use it. Don't keep it in the locker, use it. And more you use it, it will only become stronger. And then the whole thing becomes easier to the easy. It is difficult. The yogi life is difficult. But if you are using paras, then it is natural. This is what Baba wants. You got your complete world. You know, you are, you know, from that alaukik world, you yourselves from that alaukik, you're not dangling in that physical world. And your father, your girl, your family, your complete world. That's why when you come in the physical world, you are not coming as a beggar. That changes the dynamics completely. If the patthar, that beggar cannot be stopped. Everything is falling apart and they're going to go. How is it possible for him not to be a beggar or a victim? So the moment you use paras, you are, the soul is, that environment is necessary for the soul to become conscious. And then he finds, it is it, every aspect, whether company of the father, whether it is, you know, soul vision, your home, you know, everything that Baba speaks of. You know, like the other day Baba said, others can give you gift, you know, it can be the kingdom, but it is temporary. You know, you die, it's finished. That gift is gone. But here it is eternal gift, because this reality is eternal. It is the best, highest, eternal paristhan. And then golden age is another gift for you. You know it is temporary, but it is another gift. But your real gift from Baba at present time is that eternal gift. Eternal includes now, present. More, even as we are speaking, you get a feel of it, getting the experience of it, coming back to it again and again. That is what the fun part. If there is one thing you want to promote, just like Baba says, give introduction of Baba. I feel telling them that there is something called paras. Everyone need to know. There is something called paras. You already have it.